Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Got a little sneak preview for you today. A little peek behind the curtains. We've launched the Roo Crew over the last few weeks. Absolutely flying. The fastest growing community in rugby league. And we've just launched over the last 2 weeks our Supercoach stats. Now, if you want to do well in Supercoach this year, if you want to knock over your mates, I highly advise you sink your fangs into these stats. They are absolute second to none stuff. They are going position by position, how they defend to get certain spots, the Supercoach points they concede, all that sort of stuff. It is just incredible. Honestly, jump in the Roo Crew, have a look at it. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of there. I get it. That's fine. But I guarantee that once you get in there and you have a little look, I think you will be hooked very, very quickly. Now, what we do each week, we have the deep dive stats. We then have a stats analysis, which is kind of summing up the deep dive stats where there's just too much. It's actually the most overwhelming thing I've ever fucking seen. So we do the stats deep dive after that to sort of analyze it all and just give you key dot points. And then I jump on the podcast and I give you a 30-minute video in the Roo Crew. Myself and Kat go through them, give you an explanation around the stats. We add a bit of context as well. For example, in the stats this week, Greg Marsh, who was listed right wing, sounds like he's going to play left wing. So that completely flips the stats. So we give you that sort of context, a lot of context around forwards, minutes they play, you know, how many 13s, whether they're ball playing, whether they're just tucking it under the arm and go. A lot of context to take in that I provide for you and give my thoughts on it. There was a couple of guys that really stood out this week, like DWZ, very hot property. A number of guys that stood out from the stats this week. And I've cut up a little 10-minute period of this episode that is strictly in the Roo Crew. You can't get it anywhere else, just to give you guys a little bit of an insight to what's going on in there. Have a listen to it. Take in what you can take in. If you want to come watch the full 30-minute episode in the Roo Crew, come and join. Have a look at the stats. All the attachments are there. Everything you could possibly want for Supercoach. This is why I slap Timmy Williams from one side of the room to the fucking other year in, year out, because of these stats. If you want to beat up Tim Williams as well, come and check out the stats. What the hell are you waiting for? $2 a week. Kat did the maths today. It's the equivalent of 20 red frogs. Pretty good value. She's looking at me now. She's not happy about that. Loves red frogs. We're going to hand over now to myself and Kat to go through the Supercoach stats for you guys. This is 10 minutes of a 30-minute clip. And if you're enjoying it, go down to the description. There's a link down there for the Roo Crew. Come and join us. $2 a week, $8 a month. And this Supercoach stuff, it's honestly about 20% of the amount of content that's in there. It's actually fucked how much is in there. I think I should have charged $80 a month, not $8, Kat. The value is supreme. So go into the Roo Crew. Check it out. Link is in the description. I'll hand you over now to the stats. We're going to start at fullback. Now, what the stats say this week, and we're looking at the, so if you want to go to the classic trade assist, open up that document. We're going to go position by position fullback. The strength of schedules over the next 3 weeks indicate the Warriors, the Storm, the Titans, the Raiders, Dragons are in good spots. For me, I straight away look at the Warriors, Kat. I've said it for a long time. I can't go near Chance and Clock start at fullback because there's just too many good ones around. If he was at center, I would absolutely shit in to have him there. But fullback, I can't do it. Ryan Papenhuyzen, number two, if you've already got him. I know a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but some people are panicking that he hasn't blown it away the last few weeks. He got 75 on the weekend with a sin bin. With this good run coming up, I like it. Chevy Stewart, though, he's the interesting one. He's available fullback CTW. He's got a very good strength of schedule. You don't have to buy him this week, but the week after, he's another one that we should be looking at, I think, Kat, because our fourth best strength of schedule for fullbacks over the next 3 weeks. Very nice.
Very nice. The stats are most definitely in his favour.
Definitely in his favour. Guys that they aren't in their favour, Reece Walsh and Scotty Drinkwater down the bottom. You can see they're ranked 15th and 16th. And you will notice the guys around them aren't in black. They're in grey. That's because they have a bye during this period. So Reece Walsh and Drinkwater, the stats say that they will really struggle over the next few weeks. So something to keep in mind there. Those top guys there, though, obviously Chevy Stewart, he's going to have a very, very juicy negative break even pretty soon that we'll be able to get on him. So stay tuned for that. And Caleb Pong is the other one. He's in the top seven as well, so he's in the green as far as that goes. But I, you know, unless you're buying Caleb Ponga, I probably wouldn't be making any changes. And if you've got Turbo, he's got the eighth best strength of schedule there. It's still in the positive. It's not a negative, and it's Turbo. He can do whatever the hell he wants. And for me, I would probably say that means that after this week, because he's got the Titans this week, maybe it gets a little bit tougher. But Turbo's sitting in a good spot. We know how much of a freak he is. Let's have a look at left wingers here. Now, this is a big talking point I wanted to point out to you guys. The number one rank for left wingers over the next 3 weeks is Inari Tuala. It's Inari Tuala because we expected him to be named on the left wing. We're hearing rumors now that that could actually be Greg Mars, who's shifting back there. And I'll tell you what, Kat, if Greg Marshu lands on the left wing with the number one strength of schedule over the next 3 weeks for the Newcastle Knights, good God, he becomes appealing.
That is huge if true.
Now, when you have a look, and this is where the stats can be really helpful, Marshu, when he was playing on the right wing stats, which we'll get to soon, Marshu had the 14th best. So the fourth worst strength of schedule over the next few weeks. Moving back to the left, if those rumors are true, which hopefully we'll get confirmation later in the week, Marshu goes straight to number one, which is very, very interesting. Other guys there that you've got at left wing, Carm Piera, Daniel Tupu's got a decent run, Marcelo Montoya, decent. No one else there that you would really consider. The only other one that I would point out is Xavier Savage. He's right down the bottom. He's got the 12th best strength of schedule over the next 3 weeks. A guy that I imagine most of you would have already moved on, but with a 31 break even, tough strength of schedule coming, definitely time to move off him. The other one too is Renato Mulitalo. He's been killing it the last few weeks. If you're not already on him, I wouldn't be jumping on him. He's got the 14th worst strength of schedule. So something to keep in mind there. Kat, is there anything else that sort of jumps out to you when you look at those left wings? Or is that pretty covered?
I find the Marju stats really interesting because we talked about him prior to seeing any of this stuff.
Yeah.
And you had said, well, you and Timmy were debating whether or not you would get him. And I feel like that kind of answers the question if he does end up on the left wing.
Yep, completely agree. Now, one thing I've just noticed, before we get to left centre, you have got left wing for the Newcastle Knights is the top over the next 3 weeks. Left centre is the top over the next few weeks. Left back rower, Kai Pearce-Paul, he's fourth as well. So that left edge for Newcastle over the next few weeks will be absolutely humming according to the stats. So something to take into consideration there, especially when you're putting your bets on the weekend and whatnot. Consider all of these things. Centers, left center, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's got a good little run over the next few weeks. Third best strength of schedule for left centers. The big one for me, though, is Kale Itero. Now, if you believe that he's going to hold on to this spot, which it sounds like he probably will, we are a little bit worried about Sifa Talakai, but I think Itero will hold. Kat, he's got the fourth best strength of schedule over the next few weeks when it's going to count. He's going to start to make money. So that is absolutely delicious. Are you thinking you're going to buy him?
Do you know he spent the entirety of preseason in my team as he did most people because he was one of the players everybody was talking about. So it is rather tempting to bring him in again and actually bring it to fruition. I guess we'd preempted that Iro would play this big role in the early stages of this season, but now it's his time to shine. So I am tempted.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'll definitely be doing it. I know Timmy was a bit 50-50 about positional wise, whether he holds it. I think it's a punt that I'm willing to take.
For his price, I feel like it's worth his price.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And even if he doesn't, even if he only plays another 2 weeks or whatever, he'll still make enough cash to be relevant. I think he's only one injury away from getting in there. So I like the play. One guy that we spoke about on Beers and Break Evens that Timmy threw up was Bronson Zeri. If you have a look, he's actually got the worst strength of schedule out of all the left centers in the game over the next few weeks. Keep in mind, one of those games is a bye, so that does bring him down still. But, you know, if you take Morgan Harper, for example, he's got a bye as well and he's at night. So something to consider with Bronson. He's done very well. He is going to make money. There's no doubt about it. So he's not a terrible buy with a negative 12 break even, but his strength of schedule isn't great. So something for you to consider. But the context to throw in with these stats, I think, Kat, is that are the Bulldogs, have they turned a corner? Have they just found some form and Bronson's going to do well? That's where you got to back your gut in, isn't it?
The version of Bronson that I saw on Friday night in Melbourne was incredible.
Yeah.
His passion is undeniable.
Yeah.
He just wants it so bad. You can see that. And also after training with Helen, I can tell you that man is fit because he makes that Pilates look easy.
He's moving. Love that. Something else to just consider when we're talking about these positions. Now we're at right center now. Zach Lomax, he's listed at right center this week, which has the, 13th best matchup, so not ideal over the next 3 weeks. But the reality is that he will probably be playing right wing, in which case after this week, the strength of schedule for the Dragons right winger is 8th overall. So pretty handy there for Lomax, a guy that I'm considering. And obviously the context with Lomax is that not only is he playing right wing, he's kind of playing half the game at fullback, floating around and whatnot. So he becomes appealing to me at right center, despite being at the bottom of the right center list. The guy at the top there, though, is Ruben Garrick. He is number one overall for right centers over the next 3 weeks, returning from a HIA. Not for me, I don't think, even though the stats say that he's the one. But if you are someone that was maybe ifing and butting about going Ruben Garrick as a pod, I reckon that should almost push you over the edge, Kat, if he's number one over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Very appealing.
Oh, I'm a big Garrick fan.
Big Garrick guy. Gerringong stock. We love to see it. Outside of that, probably not a heap to touch on with right center there. Let's move to right wing, Will Warbrick, Melbourne Storm, number one, Jason Saab, number two. The big one that stands out for me, though, is Dallin Mateni-Zalesniak, third overall over the next 3 weeks. The Warriors have a very nice little juicy run. I think if you go and have a look at the other stat sheet, the Warriors actually have the best run over the next 3 weeks. So we know when the Warriors are humming, that ball will go out to the right sting. He will score tries. He will stack up super coach points. Timmy might have pulled the right rein here just quietly. Kat,
yeah, and I told you I was just driving and I saw the number plate DW. And I thought, is that a sign?
Is that an omen? I think so.
I know we're looking at stats here and that's very factual, but I'm still a fan of the old, it's a sign.
Yeah, and we've got to take it all in.
Yeah,
we've got to add in the context that we have. Outside of that, guys, James Schiller, if he holds onto his spot, he's got the fourth best strength of schedule over the next 3 weeks. So fingers crossed, Hopewade is a little bit slower with his recovery because he could collect bulk coin. Outside of that, no one else that's overly relevant over the next few weeks that's worth talking about here. Marshu, obviously, with the fourth worst overall on the right, but it sounds like he'll move to the left. So if you were someone that was thinking about going a little pod play on Tuala, just keep in mind there's every chance that he has this very, very tough strength of schedule over the next few weeks. So straight away with context, Marshu goes from a guy you don't want anything to do with to maybe a guy that you need to seriously consider. And if we get confirmation he's on the left wing, Kat, I will really be considering going him over Zach Lomax. But Marshu, his break even is 131. So you will probably lose a little bit of coin. Maybe you wait a week. We'll see. But if you're a big believer in that left edge and these stats, oh boy, very interesting.
Oh boy.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.